In this video, I will show you a variation of the Eurythmy Therapy exercise Yes and No. It helps us to reduce inner stress and helps us to master everyday situations with greater equanimity. Stand upright, feel your body and center yourself in your vertical axis. Stretch your left leg out to the side and bring it forwards in a curve. Place it firmly on the ground, arrive. Then bring it back to its starting point in a straight line. Then you do the same on the right-hand side, going backwards. Stretch the right leg out to the side, bring it back in a curve, place it firmly on the ground, arrive, and then bring it forwards in a straight line to its starting point. What meaning does the curve have in the yes and no exercise? Try out the difference. Make a straight movement forwards and then a straight movement backwards. You will probably agree with me that the straight path forward expresses a quality of agreement and that the straight path backwards has a quality of denial. When you stand more stably, when stepping straight forwards and arriving, or when describing a curve and arriving. When stepping straight backwards and arriving, or when describing a curve and arriving. Do you also have the experience of being more grounded and standing more stably after describing the curve than after performing a straight line? In stretching out the leg to the side and then bringing it forwards, you have the feeling of bringing a lot more along with the leg. As if stretching to the side, you fetch a whole pile of arguments to bring along and place in front. If you try this out and let the feet remain close to the ground, you bring a lot more arguments forward than if you rise up and all the arguments get lost along the way. So, you don't think about the goal, coming forwards or backwards. Start off sideways. That's the first goal. And then the curve starts off to the side, and everything else follows from that. After stretching out sideways and bringing the leg around to the back in a curve, slowly roll down onto the back foot and let the front column relax a little. The front leg bends a little and your verticality connects itself to the ground, and you are stable on both legs. Then you are present, anchored with a very hearty contact to the front. Don't keep your balance by balancing in the foot. Rather, by continuously stretching yourself inwardly, the body then arranges a fine balance by itself. The foot can move itself in a relaxed manner and make its curve. Where does the curve of the yes movement end? Do you place the foot on the same line as the one behind, as if balancing on a rope, and that you seek your path on this line, or do you place the foot in its own parallel path? Where do you feel yourself more human? Depending on the situation and mood, we say yes quite differently, sometimes definitely, sometimes questioningly, sometimes deferringly. Some of these qualities come to expression in our movement, even if unconsciously. Some in saying yes become elastic in the knee when setting the foot. Others lean back unwittingly in bringing the leg forwards. Saying yes and inwardly taking inner distance from it. Or say yes but remain closed. If your weight rests on the front leg and lifts the foot behind up, you storm into the yes. Or do you remain fully in yourself and just indicate the yes? And can easily retract it. Do I unwittingly slump into no? Or do I fall backwards? Do I remain in contact to that which I am saying no? Does my no arrive? As you see, there are many aspects which one can pay attention to. Do I remain upright and in the middle in making the curve with the legs? Do I really start the curve to the side? Do I gather a small or a large amount of arguments? Are my feet in contact to the ground, or does my collecting container have holes? Do I end in a single line or parallel? Do I slump when coming forward? Or do I fall backwards? Where does my weight rest? Is my heart there where I am saying yes or no? Despite all the details that you can pay attention to, don't forget that you are a whole human being, from the head to the feet. Feel your head, your body, and your feet in making the movement. Connect every movement with your whole consciousness. If you should notice that this exercise is good for you, or you wish to practice it longer and more intensively, I recommend that you do this with care. Don't overdo it and please continue practicing other exercises alongside of it. Should you have therapeutic interest or need, please contact a urethmy therapist or doctor.